Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Earlier this month, Moscow celebrated its 870th anniversary, a big date and a good opportunity for City Hall to impress, especially considering that the celebrations cost almost 10 million euros. This week's Tall Story is about this very special occasion, Moscow's City Day. And here's our very own Alexei Korolyov.
I remember the day like it was yesterday. September 1997, City Day, my first real day out. This was Moscow's 850th birthday. Big day. The celebrations were suitably flamboyant, with Luciano Pavarotti singing in Red Square and Jean-Michel Jarre doing a laser show at the Moscow University. This was the high point of Moscow's newfound post-Soviet prosperity.
Вперед! Сделав еще один шаг к тому, чтобы Москва стала прекрасным, уютным и добрым городом.
Much of it was thanks to its long-serving former mayor, Yuri Lushkov, a powerful and deeply corrupt figure who had very, very bad taste to boot. He even had an entire architectural style named after him, the garish Lushkov style, which changed Moscow's cityscape beyond recognition. But perhaps much more lasting is the effect he had on Muscovites themselves. A populist to the core, Lushkov established a busy annual calendar of public events, with City Day as the centerpiece, and it kind of got Muscovites hooked. So when in 2010 Lushkov was sacked and replaced with Vladimir Putin's protege, Sergei Sobyanin, the new administration had to oblige. And that they did.
Добрый вечер, москвичи! Добрый вечер, друзья!
In fact, under Sobyanin, pomp and ceremony have been taken to a whole new level. This year, as Moscow turns 870, City Hall pulled out all the stops. It even hired some good designers and PR people, uncharacteristically. Sobyanin knows he's got to outdo Lushkov if he really wants Muscovites to like him. And with all the media coverage and publicity and the amount of money he receives from the Kremlin, he stands a good chance. Except it doesn't really matter. City Day has long since become an institution. It's usually held during the last of the warm weather, it marks the beginning of a new school year, it doesn't need any extra frills. What it needs is commitment, a sincere wish to make the city better. And so far, neither Lushkov nor Sobyanin have shown this commitment. A city only works when City Hall wants to get to know its citizens, and City Day is the perfect opportunity for that. But in Moscow, City Hall and citizens are separated, and no amount of pageantry can change that. For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Alexei Korolyov.
You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolyov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.